radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And there's a story we're just now putting up at whatreallyhappened.com, and it's titled The Rosa Parks of the Dollar. And it has to do with a gentleman by the name of Bernard von Nothaus, who we had on our show many, many years ago before all this bad stuff happened. Bernard von Nothaus, he's an artist. He actually designed a lot of the coinage here in Hawaii for, you know, commemorative coins, medallions, and so forth, and used to live here on the island of Oahu. And he was the gentleman who created the Liberty Dollar. This was a series of gold and silver coins that were basically, you know, in investment rounds, like any other coins that you would get. And then all of a sudden, he put out the Ron Paul dollar. And at that point, things really got ugly. I think what happened is that George Bush got very jealous because nobody was putting his face on a dollar or a coin of any kind. And so Bernard von Nothaus was arrested, ostensibly for counterfeiting. His silver and gold inventory was confiscated, and he was found guilty of counterfeiting. But for some reason, the government seems to be taking a very, very long time to actually sentence him. And the reason may be that they have managed to create a martyr, because those Liberty dollars have appreciated in value. It's solid currency. It is a reliable, value-based currency, whereas obviously the Federal Reserve note is not. Now, the reality is that Bernard von Nothaus, at no time did he attempt to imitate or duplicate the legal tender of the United States of America. It is very obvious when you're holding a Liberty dollar that it is a completely different coin than what you get at the banks. The entire case for counterfeiting was the fact that he put the word dollar on the coin. But that's nonsense. The word dollar is not the exclusive property of the Federal Reserve or the U.S. Treasury. The word dollar has been used throughout history. Zimbabwe uses the word dollar on their currency. I have here a Maui trade dollar used for local commerce down here in Hawaii. The U.S. does not have an exclusive registered trademark on the word dollar. And so if Bernard von Nothaus made silver and gold coins that do not look like U.S. currency, have value, how is this counterfeiting? It isn't really. It's just a threat to the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve cannot allow an alternative currency that has a more solid backing than their Federal Reserve notes. That's why they're waging war all over the world right now to try and destroy value-based currencies, whether it's Bernard von Nothaus's coins, Gaddafi's gold dinar, or any of these other currencies. It's all about keeping the world dependent on these worthless pieces of paper called Federal Reserve notes. That's what your children are dying for, is to prop this up. And it's a completely worthless piece of paper with ink on it. There is nothing backing it up. And Bernanke's just printing up an additional 80 billion of them every month to buy back the mortgage-backed security, fraudulent mortgage-backed securities from the banks to keep the banks solvent. And economists are saying this new round of quantitative easing has not created any jobs, as we were promised it would. If you believe that, I got some of Saddam's weapons of mass destruction to sell you. And it has, of course, triggered inflation, which all of us are seeing every day when we go to the supermarket or to the gas station. We're seeing that inflation every single day, even out here. It's amazing how fast prices are climbing right now. And it's got nothing to do with the cost of the goods. It has to do with the fact the dollar's value is dissolving. And so anybody who comes up with a currency that holds its value, they are an enemy of the Federal Reserve and therefore an enemy of the United States of America. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the pass?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're just finishing up on this idea that Bernard von Nothaus, the creator of the Liberty Dollar, gold and silver coins, was guilty of counterfeiting. And he isn't, because being guilty of counterfeiting means you are attempting to duplicate with intent of deceiving the U.S. legal tender. And very obviously, Bernard von Nothaus was not doing that. The entire argument that it was counterfeiting was that he used the word dollar. But the dollar is not exclusive to the American currency. Like I showed on the Justin TV, Maui trade dollars, Catalina trade dollars, Zimbabwe denotes their money as dollars. They're up to $10 trillion per paper note. But the word is not the exclusive province of the United States. And Bernard von Nothaus never, ever represented its coins as the legal tender of the United States of America. This is all about the fact that he put Ron Paul on the coin. And George W. Bush threw a tantrum because nobody wanted to put his face on a coin. That's what this is all about. So apparently the government is dragging its heels about sentencing him because they realize they're going to make a martyr out of him. Because the man who issued a solid money that has sharply appreciated is going to go to jail, And these Wall Street CEOs that have destroyed the economy of this nation, they're getting bailouts. So, anyway, let's see what else is going on here. Apparently, National Guard whistleblowers saying doomsday preppers will be treated as terrorists. Actually, at this point, we're all going to be treated like terrorists. The government is that afraid of us here. Alrighty, let's see, moving right along here. Oh yeah, we were talking about this. Top CEOs call for tax increases and spending cuts to tackle the U.S. debt. Once the elections are over, we're going to be hearing about austerity. Austerity is coming to the United States of America. Oh yes, look at all this horrible debt. We, meaning you, must make sacrifices to pay off this debt. No, we don't. The government and Wall Street got into this debt without our permission, and they can get out of it or not without our help, is really what it comes down to. We are in the same situation the people of Greece are in. This debt is not the result of spending to support the American people. It is the result of financial skullduggery and shenanigans that created a huge debt out of nothing, and then they're going to dump it on the people and say, really, debt is holy, debt is sacrosanct, debt is beyond all questioning, and you will, along with your children and grandchildren, work yourselves into early graves to pay this debt off, because this debt is beyond question. All debt from government should be questioned. Because the only legitimate debt that we, the people, are obligated to repay is debt incurred to build roads, schools, hospitals, irrigation, flood control, that kind of stuff. Debts that are run up to bail out failing Wall Street banks are not the proper province of the American people to repay. Debts spent on wars of conquest to prop up a failed fiat currency are not morally or legally the responsibility of the American people to pay. Debts run up to buy more weapons for Israel so Israel can turn around and sell those weapons to Azerbaijan are not the responsibility of the American people. We have seen this attitude come on down from the money junkies like Christine Lagarde, that it doesn't matter if the debt was created through fraud or corruption or cheating. You, the people, have no question but to pay it. And we know that is wrong. There is a recognized principle in international law called the odious debt that says the people of a country are responsible for the debts incurred to take care of the people in the country. But not for wars, not for political repression, not for favors to cronies and corruption. Even the IMF is saying what Iceland did was the correct thing. Throw the crooked bankers in jail, fire the government, write off the debt that was arrived at fraudulently, and start over again. That was the right thing to do. And even the IMF is now saying this model of private central banking and fractional reserve banking has to go. It is the reason for all this debt. It is a system that by design manufactures debt out of thin air faster than it manufactures the money out of thin air with which to pay that debt. It's a Ponzi scheme. Ponzi schemes are illegal under U.S. law. Why are we, the people, expected to pay the debts for a 100-year-old Ponzi scheme that is in the process of collapsing? Obviously, we aren't. Our banking system, our economy was subverted before we were even born and had a chance to vote on it. And I reject all responsibility for debt coming out of a banking system that we fought a revolution to be free of in the first place. And so now we have all these CEOs of all these financial companies who created this mess, and they're out there now saying, well, the American people have to make sacrifices to cover all these debts. No, we don't. No, we don't. You guys got into this mess without our permission. You can get out of it without our help. And if you can't get out of it, tough. That's what capitalism is. If you make money, you keep it. And if you lose money, you're stuck with it. You don't just dump it onto the American people, because that isn't capitalism. That's fascism. Which gets me to my next topic. I've been doing a little bit more research. And yes, the Federal Reserve has hired public relations firms to go out on the net and try and argue this thing back and forth. But the reality is, as near as I can tell, the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional. Because the Constitution vested the authority to create money to regulate its value with the United States government. And there is nothing in the Constitution allowing the government to reassign or delegate or give away that authority. The 10th Amendment prohibits it. Right in there. Anything not specifically enumerated to the government is denied. The Congress of 1913 did not have a lawful authority to hand control over our nation's economy to a private bank. Now, the Federal Reserve likes to pretend it's part of the government. That's why they call themselves federal. But they're no more federal than Federal Express. There have even been several court decisions on this, saying, in point of fact, there is no government oversight of the Federal Reserve. Therefore, it's not a federal agency. And we all know how they've resisted an audit all this time. If they were really part of the government, they wouldn't have an option, would they? So the reality is the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional, and all of the debt owed to the Federal Reserve is null and void. It's all made up to begin with. All it cost the Federal Reserve bankers was ink and paper, and I'm willing to throw in a couple of reams of paper and a couple of bottles of ink so they don't feel completely cheated. But the reality is the Federal Reserve is a private bank that has been given the authority to create money. Yes, they hire the Treasury to do it. And they hide behind that and say, well, we're just issuing the money. We're not really creating it. Yeah, but you just call up the Treasury and say, print us up a bunch of bills. And it costs the Federal Reserve exactly the same price to print a $100 bill as it does to print a $1 bill. But it's loaned out at full face value to you, the working person. And all currency in circulation in the United States of America begins as a loan at interest from the private central bank. This is exactly the kind of banking arrangement the United States fought a revolution to be free of, only to be sold back into that slavery by a corrupt Congress and a corrupt president in 1913. And it is unconstitutional. And I think one of the reasons that the powers that are, or think they are, were so adamant that Ron Paul be kept from the nomination is that Ron Paul is aware the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional. And all he'd have to do is get up there and say, I want the Supreme Court to rule on the constitutionality of the Federal Reserve Act, because there's no statute of limitations. And the Supreme Court would have to look at that and say, yeah, actually, Congress didn't have a right to simply surrender money creation authority to a private bank. And the Federal Reserve would be dissolved, and all of that trillion and trillions dollars worth of debt that you're told you must work and sacrifice to pay off would evaporate. So we need to make this an issue as we're talking about, you know, post-election America, where they're going to start coming up and talking about, well, we've got to have a draft for the wars, and we've got to start dealing with austerity and the rest of us. What do you mean austerity? We didn't create this debt. We are slaves to a banking system that will always produce more debt than it produces money to pay that debt. It doesn't matter how hard we work. It'll never be paid off until you acknowledge the Federal Reserve is not part of the federal government. It's no more federal than Federal Express, and it is unconstitutional. It is illegal. It is a fraud perpetrated on the American people by President Woodrow Wilson and the Congress of 1913. Same year they foisted that bogus 16th Amendment on us, which nobody can prove was even ratified. And Judge James C. Fox in Sullivan versus United States states in the court transcript, the 16th Amendment actually failed ratification. Excuse me. Way too much dust in the studio. So we need to start talking about this stuff openly. It's a fraud. We are a victim of gigantic financial fraud over and over again for the last 100 years. And the fraud continued with Bretton Woods and the removal of convertibility with silver in the 1960s, and then the removal of gold convertibility in the 1970s, and this hideous overprinting. It's one gigantic 100-year-long fraud that has brought us to this point. Why should you and I pay for the crimes of others? We'll be right back.
Why? Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to his roll. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about the Federal Reserve and the fact that it just may not be constitutional. Because in order to transfer the money creation, money regulation authority of the U.S. government, which is vested in the government by the Constitution, should have taken a constitutional amendment, not an act. And for the last 100 years, we the American people have been living under a lie. I mean, I remember when I was in school, all the little film strips and everything. This is the way banking is. This is the way the U.S. economy must be. There is no other way for a national economy to work. And, of course, we know that's a complete lie. This nation became great on a banking system of state-issued value-based currency, and banks were kept off to one side. Dealing with the bank was optional. You didn't have to borrow from the bank. You didn't have to put your money in the bank. Banks succeeded or failed based on their ability to attract depositors and borrowers. But under the Federal Reserve System, everything you do in this country involves the banking system, because every piece of currency in circulation began as a loan at interest from the Federal Reserve to another bank, to the government, to your employer, to customers. and on and on and on. Follow every one of these pretty printed pieces of paper back to where it first entered the circulation, and it begins with a loan from the bank at interest here. All righty, let's see. Apparently, the Social Security Administration has joined the list of government agencies buying dum-dum bullets or hollow point bullets. These are man killers. They're not used for target practice. They're more expensive than bullets you would use for target practice. But apparently, the Social Security Administration has purchased 174,000 rounds of hollow point bullets to be delivered to 41 locations in major cities across the United States of America. And they're saying no one has yet said what the purpose of these purchases is. It's to shoot at we, the American people. They've been taking our money out of our paychecks for our entire working life. Now they can't pay it back. The U.S. government, in looking around for somebody that they could shortchange, settled on retirees because they're old people. They're weak. They can't fight back. They can't affect our credit rating. And so the U.S. government is defaulting on America's retirees. And just in case some of you might get upset, they're spending your tax dollars to buy human killing, expanding hollow point ammunition to shoot at you if you should knock on the door and say, hey, how come I can't have my money back? I'm not that worried about this. Do you think any of those civil servants are really going to risk their own lives to man the barricades against an enraged American public? I doubt it. They're going to drop those guns that they're being given, and they're going to run like heck. And then after it's all over, we'll sell those guns for pennies on the dollars. Never used, only dropped once. All righty, here we go. All right, let's see. We already talked about that. George Soros, of course, has been unloading his stocks in the financial centers, and he's invested over $130 million in gold. So he seems to be hedging his bet. If it's good enough for George Soros, it should be good enough for us. There's an article that came out of Activist Post. Is the world abandoning the U.S. economy? And I think, yeah, they are. The U.S. is trying to conquer nations and bring them back under the U.S. dollar, but for every one nation that is invaded, conquered, their leader lynched to force them back on the dollar, five more are leaving. It's an uphill battle. And more and more, it's a topic of open discussion around the world. The time has come for the U.S. dollar to cease being the international reserve and trade currency. Just like back during Bretton Woods, it was decided the British pound could no longer be the international reserve trade currency. It was never a guarantee it was going to be permanent. And trying to make it permanent with U.S. weapons of war is an invitation to have billions of people die over a piece of paper. More and more people are starting to say this idea, the U.S. is not the powerhouse that it used to be. We've lost most of our manufacturing. Nobody wants to buy our GMO crops. And if we don't have anything to trade for those dollar notes that people are having to get to buy their oil with, the system's going to break down. Those oil-producing nations are going to say, yeah, we're afraid of you coming in and murdering our leaders, but we can't take dollars for oil any longer because there's nothing we can give the dollars for. They're just piling up in a warehouse here. They're worthless. The U.S. isn't making anything anybody wants. Nobody wants our GMO crops. The F-35 still can't fly in the rain or the electronics quit working. The F-22 is still asphyxiating its pilots. American cars no longer are the match of their European and Asian counterparts. We don't make things anymore. We have a financial system that has survived for so long on financial crimes and fraud, they don't know how to do anything else except wave bayonets and bullets at the rest of the world and say, you will go on pretending the dollar has value. Meanwhile, China has overtaken the United States as the world's top destination for foreign direct investment. The U.S. is no longer number one, even with the American people as a backstop against losses. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA. 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stayed upon a computer alone. McDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're just finishing up on this story that right now China has surpassed the United States as a top foreign investment venue. More people are going to China to invest their money than here in the United States of America. Now, the United States of America has maintained its status as a destination for foreign investment through a very simple mechanism, and that is a guarantee to foreign investors. If you make money, you can keep it. And if you lose money, we'll transfer the losses to the American people. That promise was demonstrated to the world back in the 1980s during the savings and loan crisis, where the savings and loans were deregulated. They were allowed to basically invest in all kinds of highly speculative stuff. A lot of foreign investment capital came in. There was a complete collapse. A lot of drug money laundering going in there, tied in with Iran-Contra. And the Resolution Trust Corporation just came along and started writing checks to everybody on the backs of the American taxpayer. That is fascism. And so having demonstrated it, America's investment, foreign investment, has been kept in place with that promise. If you come here and you make money, you get to keep it. And if you come here and lose money, we'll transfer the losses to the American people. You can't lose here. Such a deal. And on the day when the American people stand up and say, we're not going to do that anymore. We are not going to pay for Wall Street's business failings any longer. The foreign investors will leave. And maybe that's what's already happening. Because foreign investment in the United States of America right now is down 39% from a year earlier. So the message is getting out. We, the people of the United States of America, in order to form a more perfect union, are not going to be the walking wallet for Wall Street any longer. So the word is getting out. The handwriting is on the wall here. It's all going to start coming apart. By the way, a little side note. I just got an email. Apparently, in the latest Android update, Adobe Flash is no longer available. Flash seems to be going away, and unfortunately, that means Android smartphones are no longer able to pick up RBN or Justin TV for the moment. Now, I know HTML5 is coming along to take the place of Flash. My own personal websites, I've already moved over to HTML5. Already Microsoft is botching it up by saying, no, we want this in HTML5, which like they did with original HTML and just doubled the workload of every web developer on the planet by saying there's one set of rules for everybody else and then there's a different set of rules for almighty Microsoft. And they're already mucking it up with HTML5. But Flash appears to be heading... Bye-bye. We know it's not on any of the Apple products. Apparently, it's disappearing from Android. I keep hearing rumors back and forth that Flash is not even going to be supported under Windows 8. So if you are a web developer and you're doing some engineering, might want to look into alternative forms of content delivery that don't use Flash. HTML5 has got a lot of built-ins. It's just another way to get us all to go back and pay more money for educational classes because, yes, we bought all the books on Flash and we bought all the tools for Flash. Those have to be thrown out. We have to go back and spend more money for the new editors and the new books. And again, it's just another way of grinding more money out of the general population to have us keep redoing the same thing over and over and over and over again. All righty, let's see. Now, a new study by a German think tank, and I will have to say I'm already suspicious about their political motives, saying that, yes, the euro is in trouble. And, yes, all these bailouts are just bringing incredible untold hardship to the people of Europe. But if the southern euro nations, specifically Greece, Spain, Portugal, and Italy, were to leave the euro, it would be even worse. It would cost 17 trillion euros. It would plunge the world into recession. I'm not sure this is a real analysis or this is just propaganda to say, you will remain slaves to the Ponzi banking scheme. Wouldn't you very like it? Because it's fear-mongering. It's basically saying, yeah, it's tough and the people of Greece are unhappy and the people of Spain are happy. But really, if you leave the euro, it'll only be worse. It's like that comment that guy made the other day about, yeah, we're blowing 4-year-old kids in Pakistan. But really, if we weren't doing it, it would be a lot worse. We know that Merkel is all in favor of a strong, unified euro and a super bank and a super financial overseer. The people of Germany are not. And I think this German think tank is there trying to prove that, yes, it's bad and it's not working out. And, yes, it's a Ponzi scheme and you can't ever get out of debt. But really, if you take it apart now, it's going to hurt you even worse. I don't think so. And I think at some point, even if it's going to hurt worse, it'll only be for a little while. If you stay under the slavery of a private central bank issuing the public currency as a loan at interest, the pain is forever for you, your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Let's get it over with now. Even the IMF is saying private central banks have to go. Those private central banks are the enemy of all humankind. If we're going to have a war anyway, let's reserve to ourselves the right to pick who the enemy will be. And the enemy will be the private central banks. More and more countries in the European Union are talking about secession. And they're saying, if you're going to secede, you've got to have debt repudiation. And we've already commented, there is a principle in international law called odious debt, where if you kick out your government or you break free of a confederation, you look at the debt that was incurred to take care of you, is legitimate, and you should repay it. but debt to prop up banking systems, debt to prop up other countries, debt to fight wars, debt to give more weapons and gifts to Israel, that's not the legitimate concern of the people. And I don't care whether I'm angering Christine Lagarde or not. She is wrong when she says that you have to pay a debt, even if it's arrived at through criminality and fraud by your government. She's wrong, and she knows better, too. You know, she got a really big mouth for a lady who doesn't pay any taxes at all. All right. Meanwhile, over in Great Britain, Lord Bichaud, I hope I'm pronouncing that correct, is saying, really, in dealing with all of these financial crises, that retired people should be made to work for their pensions. Isn't that called a job? Isn't the whole idea of a pension that you have invested and saved your money so that you can retire and not work, and now Lord Bichaud, who I presume has never worked a day in his life, except to stand up in Parliament and yak a lot, says that retired people should be made to work to receive their pensions. That's like telling you that you have to work to get your Social Security checks. Isn't that your money already? Anyway, let's see. Everybody's talking about Hurricane Sandy. It's down to a cat, too. The forecast for its track is all over the place, and everybody's saying, oh, it could be here, it could be there. And they're already saying that this hybrid of this hurricane and a winter storm is threatening the East Coast, and they're saying there's going to be heavy snow in New England. And we are not even out of October. Now, when I was a kid growing up in New Hampshire, we never had snow in October. You know, it was always kind of a 50-50 if we were going to have snow by Thanksgiving. Now they're talking about snow in October here. Let's see. Somebody was wrote in, didn't give me his geographical location, says there's snow on the ground where he is right now. So they're getting ready to do that. Meanwhile, let's see. Boy, I'm running out of news things to talk about. I'm going to need some callers here for this next hour. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Now, Tennessee Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn has released a report in which she's gone in and looked at the TSA hiring practices and found out because they are so far behind on background checks, they actually have known pedophiles and child pornographers working in those lines, groping your little kids. And still we're getting this attitude from the court that if you tell TSA that you don't want your kids groped by somebody who might be a pedophile or a child pornographer, they're going to arrest you and handcuff you and put you in jail. Because by golly, those are official, blue-shirted pedophiles and child pornographers. And when we, the government of the United States of America, says your child will be fondled by an officially sanctioned pedophile or child pornographer, you will, by golly, do that. And I find it rather amazing that this case over this mother who did not want her child exposed to the TSA scanners happened pretty much at the same time that the TSA has started to take those scanners out of the airports to speed things up. Because Michael Chertoff and his investors, they've made their money. They don't care if the scanners stay there or not. This was never about security. This was never about finding terrorists. And by the way, in 10-plus years, the TSA never found an actual terrorist. They stole a lot of stuff. They smuggled a lot of drugs. They broke a very expensive laptop of mine. They made my wife cry, for which I will never, ever, ever forgive these blue shirts. But they never actually found a terrorist. So, anyway, let's see what else is going on here. Let's see. Apparently over in New York, the police department has gone from stop and frisk to stop and fry. A New York Police Department officer, Gilberto Valier III, age 28, has been arrested by FBI officials after they discovered a plot by this New York Police Department official to kidnap his girlfriend and cook her and eat her. Oh, my goodness there. I guess there's another organization that isn't being too careful who they're hiring in and giving a uniform. And apparently this guy was just, well, he's just really out there. I don't know. I guess when he started sprinkling celery salt on the girlfriend is when they got suspicious here. There is a tribe of indigenous people down in Brazil, and they're facing removal from their ancestral lands over a new dam project, the Belo Monte. And apparently this indigenous tribe is threatening to commit mass suicide if they're removed from their land. They're saying, we will live here or we'll not live at all. And it's starting to get a lot of publicity around the world. Is it a publicity stunt, or do they really intend to do that? I don't know. I mean, a lot of people thought Jim Jones was only bluffing when they did that down there. You need to be careful what you put out on Craigslist. You really do. Because apparently this family in Woodstock, who had just lost their home of 20 years to foreclosure, ran an ad on Craigslist saying they were going to have a giveaway on their driveway of stuff because they needed to clear out the house. And apparently so many people showed up, they went into the house and basically just stripped the place bare. So you got to be really, really careful about that. Got a caller on the line, Corey in Texas. Aloha, Corey. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, buddy. I appreciate you taking my call. What's on my mind is I noticed that you said you were from New Hampshire.
Yes.
I'm actually thinking about moving up there this spring after the winter and stuff. I'm thinking about joining the Free State Project. Have you heard about it?
Yes, I have.
What are your thoughts about it?
Well, you know, it's a very good project. I'm not connected with it because I don't live in New Hampshire right now. I'm out here on the island of Oahu. But I have heard a lot of very positive things about them.
Okay,
but
wonderful.
I also need to be aware, if you're going to relocate, make sure you have a job to go to, because New Hampshire, like pretty much everywhere else in this country, you know, they're on very, very hard times, and jobs are very, very difficult to find. In fact, you should not be considering relocating anywhere unless you know for a certainty you have a job waiting at the other end. Or you could get someplace, have spent a lot of money. We have a lot of homeless people here in Hawaii who came out here thinking they were just going to find a job, and they didn't. We even have a lot of people who came out here that were promised jobs, and then the jobs evaporated because TSA has destroyed our tourism economy, and they stay here a little too long, and they don't have the money to leave, and, you know, they wind up, you know, showing up at our little homeless food project here on the weekends.
Understandable, and yes, it's very important. A job is important. I was going to make a work transfer, so my job is guaranteed, so I'm good there.
Oh, well, good for you, yeah. Well, you know, obviously I'm biased toward New Hampshire. It's a very beautiful country, and... you know, I grew up in farming country outside the big cities, and I have a lot of very positive memories of it.
Wonderful. Yeah, well, Free State Project sounds like a great idea. I mean, I just don't see what else, you know, after Ron Paul and you know, after this one snake, two heads kind of thing going on with Obama and Romney. I think we all need to get together and unite behind each other and bear arms and, you know. Hope for the best.
I support the right to bear arms, but at this particular point, the federal government is hoping there'll be a violent revolution in this country because that's what they're prepared to put down.
I think if we just
keep standing up and saying, we, the American people, will no longer be the wallet of last resort for Wall Street's failings, the message is getting out. Foreign investment in this country has dropped by almost 40% in the last year alone. And we just keep on saying, we not only will not pay for Wall Street's failing, we can't. We're out of money. We have nothing left out here and no jobs with which to pay these bills. And I really still think our best course of action is patience. And the U.S. economy and the federal government are going to come crashing down the way the Soviet Union did. And then we'll start seriously thinking about what kind of a country we want to have here. Violence, you know, I have to caution against it because it is exactly what the U.S. government is preparing to deal with. That's why they're buying all this hollow point ammunition for all these various government agencies. They want somebody to start shooting at them because then they can justify suspending the Constitution and cracking down and rounding up people and putting them in the concentration camps. So let us not give them. Yeah.
I agree with you, but I definitely don't want a violent revolution. I want to bear arms for the protection of myself just in case, you know, something does happen and they come for our weapons. I'm not. I
that
don't want to
I agree with. That
Not at all.
That I agree with. It is hypocritical for this government to demand that we protect it with firearms. At the same time, this government says we should not be allowed to protect ourselves with firearms. And I disagree with that as well.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate you taking my call, and thanks for hearing what I have to say about the Free State Project. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Marilyn in Nevada. Aloha, Marilyn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I can't imagine you running out of things to talk about, but it doesn't seem like you. But anyway, if the, well, the
thank
IMF,
you, I think.
Are they, aren't the IMF and the Federal Reserve, World Bank, all related, the same guys? And if the IMF is talking about ending the central bank, or do you think they're getting ready? They could be getting ready to set us up for that gold standard, where there'll be an limited amount of gold, and they'll control most of the gold. And it is the Rothschild gold standard to me. And from what I understand
all right,
about it...
We need to take a break for commercials. Marilyn, don't go away. When we come back from commercials, I want to pick this up where you're going, and your concern is very valid. We'll be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, RBN's Vincent Finelli. From USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson. Dr. Norman Shealy. Matt Stein. Dr. Joel Wallach. Larry Pratt. John Moore. Lisa Bedford. Marjorie Wildcraft. And 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, happens far too often. Decorated sick and poor. The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Marilyn in Nevada. And Marilyn, I understand your concern, and you're absolutely correct. When fractional reserve banking, when debt-based currency goes away, everybody's going to be talking about a value-based currency. And we're seeing people say, oh, we got to go back to silver and gold-backed standard. And you are right. This is going to put us back into the slavery of the people who have acquired all of that gold. In other words, the same people, because this paper currency, debt-based currency, transferred all the real wealth to the bankers. So we'd still be in slavery to the same people. It is for that very reason that I absolutely oppose a return to the gold standard as a monetary base, or even the silver standard, because in order to work as money, you have to have something that is universally recognized to be of value, but exists in or can be produced in enough supply to keep pace with the population growth and not be in such short supply that it can be monopolized and manipulated. Otherwise, you're just going to open yourselves up to the same things that have been done before. So with all due respect to George Soros, who just bought $130 million worth of gold, no, I don't support return to a gold standard. When Germany threw out their private central bank and went to a value-based currency, they denominated their currency in a unit of human labor, and it worked. You could base currency on oil, or you could base currency on a unit of electricity. That's an idea that we've been talking around here for a while called the electro. And the idea is that money creation, wealth creation, is distributed and not under the control of a single authority. There'd be a clearinghouse to basically monetize and tokenize the electros, and that would be the function of government, not a private bank. But other than that, and there could be some other alternatives as well. But the reason I think the IMF is leading the way on this, when you have any group of oppressors or tyrants, they're always playing a game of brinksmanship. They're trying to basically say, how far can we push the population before they're going to rebel? And every once in a while in history, they'll guess wrong and wind up on the guillotine. And I think the IMF is the voice of caution. And even though it is the same kind of private central bank debt-based currency system as the ECB and the Fed and the World Bank, I think they're acting as the voice of caution and saying, maybe we've gone as far as we can. And it's time to back off and give the world a chance to heal before we try and skin them again. And so that's why I think they came out and said what Iceland did was right. I think that's why they're coming out now and saying fractional reserve banking and private central banking are failed experiments, and they absolutely are. Do we need state-issued value-based currencies? Yes, we do. What is that value to be vested in? Could be anything, but again, in order to work for the people, it has to be something universally recognized of value that exists in ample enough supply. Marilyn, stay with me. I know I yak through this segment. We're going to bring you back next segment.